not for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Jenny McCarthy in studio tomorrow night.
Ben Busy Phillips, our buddy.
Ben Busy Phillips in here. What's happening, my man?
Well, I don't know. I just saw you about an hour or so ago. What's going on with you?
Drew came over to help us out on our show because basically the Too Late with Adam Carolla show over on Comedy Central. I've been wanting to do the show without an audience since we began talking about it 2 years ago. Finally got the Wavos up to do it, and we need to do a little test show, and we had to call on our buddy Dr. Drew to help us out. And
seemed nice.
Did a wonderful job.
But, I mean, it really is a nice set. I like that set. I like the feel of it, right?
Yeah. Well, we got to dial it in a little bit now that we've removed whatever audience we had. But
I like the way they're just shooting it better, too.
But I think ultimately it'll be a windfall.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's on New Time Midnight on Comedy Central and Monday through Thursday. Yes, Drew. Good times. I think Jimmy Kimmel's show's repeating tonight. So if you didn't see it, that was good. I think it ran a couple of weeks ago. And tomorrow night, Roseanne. And then
came on your show?
Yeah. Tomorrow's Roseanne. Then next night, Alec Baldwin.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Drew.
Yep.
You ready to go to the phone?
He crapped in the bed.
Was that Alec Baldwin?
I think it was Seth Green.
All right. That was Alec Baldwin. Ooh-wee.
He crapped in the bed.
Yeah, maybe.
He's got range, that kid. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. Nancy, you're 24?
Nancy? Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
Okay, I had a question regarding my husband.
Do you own a ranch in Ojai?
Yeah, that's Alec Baldwin.
There he is. What's up?
Okay, he's about to be 30 in about next month. Mm-hmm. And he has... I don't really know quite how to explain it. But there's like another little ball around his testicle.
On the outside or inside when you feel?
It's inside.
And so he's got like two, basically what feels like two balls in there.
Excuse me?
Yeah. What feels like three maybe. Did you feel for yourself?
Yes.
And
I just noticed this. Maybe like a couple weeks ago.
What, did he ask you to feel, or were you just going through a sack while he was asleep or in the other room?
I was just feeling it.
All right, look, that's
you
probably
were, she was
just feeling it. Just feeling it.
I know. Did he present it to you and ask you to feel it?
Don't go
no,
there.
We were just chilling, and
she was just feeling it.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife about 10 years, still not at that level.
Now where she's just fondling
just
the sack.
Chilling, and she's just checking the contents
of
the sack.
And with the sack's all over the room, too. It's a prodigious sack.
Well, that's what she said. She noticed I had a spermatocele by stepping on it.
Oh.
She was actually walking in the kitchen.
With her heel.
Yeah, it was like someone who was laying carpet and got left a shoe under the rug.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
All right, Nancy.
Nancy.
You're probably feeling something called the epididymis, okay, which is a natural sort of feeling like there's something else in there. But there's a series of other things that can feel like another ball in there, too. A hernia can feel like that sometimes. Sometimes a spermatocele or a cystocele, just a fluid-filled sort of growth in there that are benign and don't need to be worried about.
Mm-hmm.
If it feels like a rock, if it feels like a pebble or a rock, that's something you got to take the doctor right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
To me, it's pretty hard, but he says... Well, see, I just noticed it maybe a couple weeks ago, but he says it's been there for a while.
Right. You should check it out.
Neither of you guys are trained to differentiate.
Well, we
things,
don't know that Nancy's not a doctor, or at least pre-med. Nancy?
Yes.
Are you a doctor?
Nurse.
Oh, you're a nurse.
Yeah.
You're a nurse.
Even if she were a doctor at 24, she would not have yet had the training to do it.
But she's a trained nurse.
To know there's something different going on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
trained
I was thinking about, anything of, hernias or tumors or...
Again, probably cystocele, spermatocele, or epididymis, but you got to get it checked.
What's your husband do for a living?
He works at a oil refinery.
All right. How's that going for him?
Oh, he's been there for a very long time.
Okay. All right. So it's going great.
Non-answer. She will not give you an answer.
I never expect it.
Love line.
No, it's love line. It takes a greater intellect to figure out creatively how to not answer my goddamn questions than it would be to answer them.
You're right. It's very creative.
Which shows me it's instinctive and it's built in because there's no thought process that goes, like, if you put it to me as a challenge, be evasive, but don't be obvious, I wouldn't be able to do it that smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Let's see if he's happy. Nancy, is he happy at his work?
Well, he says he's happy. I mean, he works a lot.
See?
All right.
Another
That's the only
no
problem.
Answer.
He works a lot.
How was the weather in Chicago today?
It was a little humid today.
All right. That's an answer.
But it's still raining.
All right, baby doll. You guys have any kids?
No. Well, still I'm pregnant. Little...
You're pregnant.
So I know he's fertile in that department.
Why is that?
Because I'm pregnant.
All right, but does he have other kids from other relationships or anything like that?
Yes, he has one.
Oof.
Sounds like a delight.
What kind of nurse are you?
Excuse me?
What's your licensing?
I'm an RN.
RN, okay.
All right. And who's taking care of the kid from the other relationship?
Her mother.
Her mother.
Her mother, all right. Does your man visit it much?
Well, she was just here with us for a month. She, the mother's husband, is in the military, so they travel, and they're in Arizona right now.
All right,
but
baby doll. All right.
Good times.
Let me tell you this. I was never smart. I never had a work ethic. I never made any money. I never had any education. I never did anything. But the one thing I did sort of know is to just sort of steer clear of burdensome situations. Mm. You know, the people that are 19, 20, 25, the same position I was in when I was that age, no health insurance, didn't have a steady gig. She's a nurse. That's fine. But you know when you marry in or you get into this stuff and it's like they got a couple of kids from a prior relationship and there's an alcoholic parent that doesn't know their boundaries and they're crashed out on the sofa.
You knew not to take that on.
Yeah,
Didn't feel right.
The old, you know, the ex is still an ex, but they're in the picture because we have a kid, so we have to sort of see them a lot.
Yes.
No matter how the deep the depths of my stupidity plummeted, I still always instinctively knew, let's not get hooked up with a bunch of garbage and baggage and exes and stuff where you have to see. You know, we're living in a time now where you have to deal with the person's previous relationship or relationships.
What do you mean? Was it been different before?
Yes. I think there was a time.
Oh, because there was no children that went along with it.
I think there was a time when you could expect as a young person, especially a young woman, to hook up with a guy and just have a relationship with the guy.
Right.
You didn't have to have the weird, uncomfortable, silent pauses when the person was dropping the kids, the ex off, and the baby's daddy.
Or the parole officer.
Going to honk the horn. The kid's going to go out. You give the wave. But no, you don't want to establish any eye contact. Just imagine all that, you know? Imagine the baggage. All right. Ready to keep a rocking here, Drew?
Yeah.
For me, that's my worst, ultimate nightmare.
Oh, yeah. The kind of...
It's weird. Like, if I see one of my wife's friends, I, go in the other part of the house. I couldn't imagine the ex coming by and dropping the kid off, a little argument out on the stoop, you know?
Be weird, huh?
Oh. Yeah. All right. Oh, well, actually... I did grow up in that.
Who?
Aaron? Well, my parents.
Hi.
Aaron?
Hi.
You're 22?
What's up?
What's up?
Okay. I have brown spots on my hands. And
on your
on
hands?
My, on my hands and my feet. Mm-hmm. And my friend told me she thought this could be some stage of gonorrhea.
So on the palms of your hand or the soles of your feet?
Yes, just on the palms and soles. And then I have a couple, on my neck, and they come and go.
Mm. Gonorrhea?
No, absolutely no way. But syphilis appears on the palms and the feet, but it's usually red spots. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, pigmentation in the creases of your hands is actually Addison's disease.
Mm-mm.
What is that?
It's an adrenal insufficiency. Oh. Are your ears kind of hard, too? Do your ears get kind of like calcified? You know, they're not soft?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, do you feel... All right.
And the only other symptom that I have is that I've been feeling, like, sick, and my glands are kind of swollen.
Well, the brown spots on the hands and feet, they're really brown and not red. You got to think about Addison's. If they're red, then syphilis is in the differential, but other kinds of forms of vasculitis. And you're in Colorado, I mean, Rocky Mountain spotted fever and urine typhus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a syndrome called lesser Trelat. When I heard you had the brown spots, that you meant something called seborrheic keratosis with those brown growths all over your body.
Where's David Allen Greer when I need him?
Oh, man, would this be good?
Hey,
but in Colorado, the tick-borne illnesses do affect the hands and feet. And so you know, it might be red and not brown in reality.
Why don't we have ticks around here?
We do. My son had urine typhus.
He got bit by tick?
Yep.
Where'd he get hit by tick?
Oh, we live in the...
You have ticks?
We have everything up there.
Where's our ticks? I don't have ticks.
You will up there where you are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got to get some ticks.
Your dog will get them and stuff, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, I got something to look forward to.
Dermacentor americanus.
Listen, I just want to find a tick so I can burn it off with a cigarette.
Well, okay. I'm wondering, they're kind of a copper color. Like...
Again, you obviously need to see somebody, Erin. I'm giving you my sort of sight
unseen.
Who
does she go to?
Just a generalist, an internal medicine doctor. So it goes, rule out Addison's, rule out rickettsial diseases.
What color are you, Erin?
Kind of pink.
You're white.
White.
Yeah.
So white that you're pink. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a great look. You know, the thing about... I'm just thinking aesthetically, society, we don't want super dark and we don't want super light. We like somewhere in the middle of just about everything.
The golden mean.
Yeah, we don't want the far extreme of anything.
Well, that's true. I mean,
like people do that thing a lot where they're like, oh man, that person is just black as the night, and they're getting discriminated against.
What about you and the jugs?
But this, I like big jugs.
But the extremes.
Well, let's leave my proclivities out of this
just
one moment.
Some people like extremes.
All I'm saying is the other side. You got Truman Capote. You got pink and super white, and that don't look great with its shirt off either.
Piglet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got piglet. Mm-hmm. People never talk about the extreme on the white side looking pretty nasty.
Mm.
Crazy red hair, freckles everywhere. Never, man. I don't care if you live in the gym, you take your shirt off, you just look funny. Weird pink nipples and red chest hair. I had a buddy who was just that way, and he worked out a lot, and he had nice physique, but when he took his shirt off, it'd be like, oh, Christ, put your shirt back on. If this guy was two shades darker, he'd be Mr. Olympia. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Not a great look.
No.
And you can't see anything. It's like looking for definition in the sun.
Yeah.
All you can do is squint.
Everything's flat.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Does the sun... have a sea of tranquility? Does it have a valley? Does it have a mountain? Does it have anything?
The light flattens all the, you don't see
I don't know what
shadows.
It has.
No shadows. It's all flat.
You don't see anything.
Yeah.
All you see is one pink nipple. Do you understand what your abs have to look like to get a six-pack going when you're a real white guy with red hair?
Yeah, yeah.
That is tough.
Mm.
All right, you ready to rock?
Let's do.
Let's talk to...
Keith.
Keith, who's 26. Keith?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, been married 5 years. Me and my wife, pretty good relationship. We try and have, we have sex, you know, about once a week, twice a week. But both of us want to go more than once when we do. Mm-hmm. But we have sex once and then we go to, you know, go again. And every time we go to go again, my wife is too sore. No matter what we do, no matter how gentle I am the first time, just there's nothing we can do.
How long do you have sex before, I mean, how long are you actually having intercourse before you stop?
The first time?
Yes.
20 minutes.
Ooh, that's too long for most women.
Yeah.
After about 10 minutes, soreness often sets in for someone.
Yeah, that's like 15 sessions with me, 15 to 20.
And there's not, other than lots of lubrication and things, there's not a lot you can do about that.
Yeah. Now, what would create soreness?
Hot bath,
but besides just the
dryness,
actual penetration,
dryness—the main thing.
Dryness.
Yeah.
Well, we use
estrogen
to start it. And everything.
Is she on a birth control pill?
Yes.
Sometimes estrogen suppositories. There's something called Vagifem. That's a estrogen suppository that can help with some of that. Sometimes that can be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So you might talk to her doctor about that.
Okay.
All right. Hey, but good times.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, look, what do you want me to do?
Well, come out there and
patch it up? Yeah, what do we
do? retooling.
You want me to come out there and recalibrate the vag? I could do that. I got to throw it up on a dynamometer. You know, there's clitoris horsepower, and then there's labia horsepower. It's totally different. A lot of vaginas are making 315 at the clitoris, but once it goes through the labia majora and minora.
We call it clitorque.
Clitorque, yeah. It's making about 315 in the horsepower and about 345 clitoric. That's at 5,500 RPM. But rear labia, only making about 230, 245.
Yeah, I need to be retreaded.
Yeah, and recalibrate that.
You can balance it.
Yeah.
Sometimes that'll help.
I suggest going to a lighter grade lubricant. David?
Hey,
none of that all-weather stuff? None of that all-weather stuff?
No.
All conditions? No.
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 All right,
just summertime.
Ready to rock?
Yeah.
David?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. I always like I like the fact that there's something for everything now. Like, the entire time I grew up, there was just oil.
Yeah, I know.
Now it's like, do you drive a four-wheel drive truck? Well, then you need Havilland's new four-wheel drive Supreme.
For winter.
The truck's
for winter
wear. The truck's got four-wheel drive on it, but it's the same engine that's in the station wagon that's in the minivan.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Does your car have between 3,500 and 4,000 miles on it? Then you need new Texaco Supreme. It's like they're just breaking the market.
I know.
Doesn't make any difference.
I know.
You know what? You know what it's like. It's
idiots like me, buy into it. Oh, really? Huh?
It's like they make a shoe for everything now. Do you really need a volleyball shoe and a basketball shoe?
Yeah.
Considered, they're both played on a basketball court.
Yeah.
When you go to high school and you see the indoor,
and can you really tell the difference?
No.
I.
No. No, you can't. No. Well, someone would tell you do, but it's a guy who makes a shoe, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I'll bet you there's shoes for shooting pool.
Bet you're right.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I wanted to, first of all, I just wanted to say when you guys are great and when Dag is on the show, I stop what I'm doing and just listen the entire time. It's funny stuff.
Nice.
Do
you want to hear a little dose? David, you want to hear a little dose of Dag?
I want to hear something.
We have a favorite segment we like listen to every night. Every night.
Grams of ethanol estradiol,
ethanol estradiol.
It's the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where's levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
No, put that wiffle ball back down. Come in the house.
So behind. I'm sick of these kids, man.
And it was great.
Yeah, God bless Dang. So what's up, David?
Yeah, I was shopping for condoms last week, and I saw the new Avanti condoms, the ones that are supposed to be thinner, as thin as a human hair, and it says for people that are allergic to latex.
So
I use the super thin, like, Trojans and whatnot. I wanted to know, are they as safe as a latex condom? Because they say on the box that if you're not allergic to latex, don't use these condoms.
Right, so, because they are not quite as efficacious, but they are reasonably similar. In other words, you're not going to get quite the mileage out of it, but it's all things being equal. Certainly, if you have latex allergies or intolerances, by all means, use them. But if you're looking for optimal protection, that's not going to give you optimal protection.
You couldn't release a condom onto the marketplace if it wasn't tested.
Wasn't very good,
right?
Yeah, it wasn't very, very good. Yeah, I was looking at some literature on this over the weekend, in fact, and it was sort of saying, they're really good, they look good, they're not quite as well tested, but we think they're not quite what you're looking for the latex condom.
How do they test condoms?
I think they shoot water into them.
Oh, really?
The factories test them.
Oh. I was picturing that. Remember growing up, JCPenney had the super denim robot. You try to wear out the super denim jeans.
Bang into it.
Picture him like banging a vending machine.
Yeah.
I mean, just like a sex robot.
Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
His penis going into the vending machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're testing the condom that way.
But they must send these things home with couples and test them.
I'm just thinking what happens to the vending machine if it has a female orgasm.
Just
M&M's come out or something.
Milk sprays out. But hold on a second. They must send these home with couples and do some field testing too, right?
They have all kinds of. I'm not terribly familiar with the specifics, but they do a lot of testing on these things. And the great controversy is to what extent are they protection against sexually transmitted diseases? And there's just reams of literature about how well they do protect against sexually transmitted disease. Not perfect, but very well.
All right. Ross?
Hey, how's it going?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, not a whole lot. I had a question about my wife. Mm-hmm. We found out just a couple weeks ago that we're going to have our first baby. And the thing is, she's almost 2 months along. And until we found out she was pregnant, we never had any problems with, like, her sexual appetite. She wanted it every day. Mm-hmm. And but since we found out, she never wants to have sex anymore.
You mean she was not sort of dialing down, and maybe she was feeling less desire, but just trying to keep up, you know, keep up a good face. And now that she doesn't have to, she knows why her desire is down. She's sort of, you know, letting it go. First month of pregnancy, people do not want to have sex. First 6 months.
All right, hold on a second, Drew.
Somebody's calling you?
No, I just got to show you something. Look at my cell phone.
Yeah.
See, it says 1020 there?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now look inside and look at the 20.
Ooh, that's hard to say.
Yeah, why? Why is it hard to
say? Because there's a line through it. And unlike on the outside, where there's not a line.
No, but inside on the super small one.
Looks like 1028.
1028, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Now, I know.
Well, that actually looks like 1828.
Yeah, I know. We're supposed to be talking to our caller here, Ross. But why would you do it differently? Why? And here's the thing. This drives me insane. If people have heard me talk about it before, but there's this thing where people that do computers and do cell phones and stuff, they take the zero and they put a slash through it so you don't mistake it for an O. Like on our computer here at Loveline, the 00 has a dot in the middle of it, so I don't think it's O-O, right? Now, unfortunately, what the dot does is it changes it into an 8.
Yes.
So, instead of you mistaking it for a letter, which it looks exactly like, mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe they've been using letters behind where zero should be my entire life. I don't know, because if I see a 2 with 2 hoops on the backside of it, it's 200.
But I'll leave it to your discretion to interpret whether it's an O or a 0. Can't tell when it's an 8 when I'm looking for a number.
Yes.
And it throws me off completely because it says 8.
The beauty of my phone is the big bold front
colored
display.
Numbers, yes.
That is just a pure 0, no line through it. But when you open it, the one that's 3/32 of an inch, that has a slash going through it. So, why you would mix it up within the same device boggles the mind.
So 1020 looks like 1828. Yeah, yeah. Let's take a break. Time to take a break. Here we go.
Just, why would you do it? Why would you do
Who's
it,
the phone company? Why do you buy their phones? Don't buy their phones.
What the? I don't check into these things. I don't think people are maniacs. What? Oh, don't get me started with my stereo either.
Oh. What? What's wrong with minus 45 decibels? What's wrong with that? You can't interpret that? All right, here we go. Come on. We did this once before. We found out what that means.
All right, we done with Ross?
Yes, yes.
We are?
It's not a lie. She probably was already feeling a reduced sex drive from the first trimester pregnancy. You're lucky she doesn't vomit on you. And now that she knows why her sex drive is down, she feels sort of probably reasonably comfortable just, mm-hmm. you know, calling it off for a little while.
Yeah. You see, Drew, this is a 0 here on the 20.
Yeah, why is it a 0 here?
Well, because the computer did this. This, I forced our phone screeners to do.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back after this. Yeah, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. What's up, my homies?
What's happening, dude?
Looking good, brother.
Yeah.
How you doing, Drew?
I'm just happy as can be. How'd the rest of your test show go?
Fine.
Good.
No problems.
I like that set.
Yeah, it's all right. It looks good.
No, it's good.
Thanks, buddy. Are you ready to rock here?
Yep.
You know, we're on the same stage. Lucille Ball did her show on it. I think she must be rolling over in her grave just seeing me making beat-off jokes. I mean, you know, that was the glory days, the heyday of television.
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
What are you going to do?
You know that part, too, where they go, like, this is hallowed ground? I mean, yeah. You close your eyes, you can still hear the laughter. Not really.
No. In fact, quite the contrary. You look in these rooms and go, How did that work?
What went on here?
It's a big empty room.
Yeah. It is funny to see a bunch of old pictures, though, to see the audience.
Yeah.
A bunch of white guys wearing ties and hats.
About 37 of them, too. It wasn't like a crowd of 300.
There wasn't a huge crowd, and they all looked old.
Yes.
They all looked like Truman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole, this is great. All the women had those funky glasses. I don't know who invented those weird sort of flared glasses that all women over 40 wore starting in 1937 and going to 1955, but they must have sold 10 billion pairs of those.
Yeah.
There was not a school teacher or a librarian that I had the entire time I grew up that didn't have those weird pointy...
cat-like
eye. They were cat, but not cool cat.
No, no. Oh, no. Funky, weird.
Funky, weird old woman glasses.
I asked you. I said, where was it the... How, because there's a picture on the wall of the kitchen with the soundstage out in front of it, which is weird looking at this. Lucille Ball's interior with black all, you know, all around the front.
Right.
Because you can see the ceiling and the lights and stuff. And I wonder if it was just the kitchen or was the whole house. I guess...
I have no idea.
House in there, yeah.
Skylar?
Adam.
Corolla. We're bored.
Yeah. They're, well, you know, all Lucy was just pretty much all shot in the living room. Yeah.
Yeah, and the kitchen would open up into the next area there, and I guess it was the same set, right?
Yeah. I just like how high Fred used to wear his pants.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Skylar.
Okay. I called before talking about how I need to have a chick in my watching or being part of while I have sex with my boyfriend. And you recommended I didn't have sex for 2-3 months.
And how'd it go?
I've been craving sex more. I'm ditching classes to go have sex with my partner.
So you didn't do it?
Or no, it's like been 2 months, so yeah, I did.
Here's the deal. Once you start getting laid, school cannot compete. It cannot compete. Especially for a male or a screwed up female.
And is a partner is a girl?
No, it's a guy. We get a friend or his ex to come.
To watch or to participate?
It doesn't matter, truthfully.
All right, Skylar, you got
to... When you say friend, you mean a male friend?
Female.
Female friend.
Mm-hmm.
Does she join in ever?
Sometimes they do.
Well, here's the deal, Adam. She's just a sexual girl.
Sexual, sensuous person.
As opposed to the reality of this being a total meltdown catastrophe. And it's a sign of severe, severe stuff, Skylar. Come on now. Were you in treatment? Have you been hospitalized before? What's going on?
Yeah, I've already been in treatment for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And
you have borderline personality, right?
Huh?
Bipolar and borderline personality?
I don't know. I let my mom take care of that stuff.
Is that what names they've sort of given you?
Something with depression and post-traumatic...
Post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah. Did somebody sexually abuse you when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, shocker.
I think it's almost because, like, who hasn't been raped or whatever?
Drew, how dare you, though? This is a very sensual woman who's in touch with her sexuality.
She's into sex.
Well, you know what? You're intimidated by her sexuality because you're a man.
Yes.
And you can't handle an aggressive woman.
You're so right.
Yeah.
So right.
Or was she just raped by her uncle?
Yeah. Well, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Dad. Beautiful.
Boyfriend.
Beautiful. Fantastic. That means your mom was sexually abused too, right?
Where is your dad?
Surprisingly.
Where's your dad?
Burning in hell.
He is off with his wife somewhere.
And their kids abusing them at the abuse farm.
He's in Hawaii, and he is he just had a baby girl.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Well, your mom, was she sexually abused?
Surprisingly, yes.
Yeah, shocked. Shocking.
All right. And your dad...
Wait a minute. I'm being judgmental, right? I mean,
cannot judge.
I just guessed.
It's impossible to judge.
I just guessed.
Well, anyone can get lucky.
Yeah.
Hey, Skylar, are you worried about what your dad might do to his new daughter?
Actually, I am. I try to contact Lisa, his wife.
Oh, Lisa, Adam. She contacted Lisa.
Did you get Lisa on the phone? And what
she's
happened?
She's over on...
she's not going to listen. She's a Molokai.
I've lied about my whole life. It's all my fault for what he did. He didn't want to. I forced him to when I was five.
Oh, yes, at age 3 or 4.
Hold on a second. First off.
Well, this is a pretty messed up situation.
This is very messed up. It's a very messed up situation, but the wife did not say you wanted it. You forced him to.
Who knows? Listen, who's
knows?
The mom?
Well, here's the deal. When you become like Skylar, That's all you ever hear from anyone.
No, you're right, Adam, but you're absolutely correct.
No, no matter how effed up this woman in Hawaii is, and I guarantee she's a mess, she didn't say, you forced him to do it.
Well, let me tell you what, something that happens sometimes. Mm. And it's an unusual thing, but it does happen that sometimes the... Of course, that man would be hooked up with a woman who was a sexual abuse survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, because the children are aroused by the experience, they feel like they sort of seek it out and they were perpetrating it. They take on the persona of the causational perpetrator.
Yeah.
And therefore, they think all other kids do the same thing. They seek that out. They want it. And that's how perpetrators then say to themselves, well, that kid wanted to do that with me.
Yeah.
They start projecting that into them.
Mm.
And that could be what that woman said to her. Rare, but could be.
Well,
that's that effed up.
Yeah. It's just nice that this guy's moved on and he's crapping out more kids.
He's found a better victim.
Yes.
An even better victim.
More willing partner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Skyler. Well, now you can stop acting out, although you called us before and we told you to stop acting out.
And you did. You need some treatment, Skyler. Please. How about a little...
treatment.
What?
Already gone through treatment.
Well, you're going to need some ongoing treatment.
You saying I've gone through treatment is like Drew talking to a 300-pound guy and saying, shut up, and saying, you got to work out. And he went, I already did. last October, I did 3 push-ups.
I did. There you go.
Yeah, we're done.
I did it for a week, whole week.
I did a whole week of push-ups. And that was 3 years ago, and it was 7,000 donuts ago. Yeah. You got to work out every day.
Again, blaming the overweight people, blaming them.
You got to work out every day if you have that kind of metabolism. And Skyler, if your dad sexually molested you, you got to get help. And it has
regular,
to be an ongoing process.
I've gone to academies, and I'm going to counselor every week. And
good. Okay, good. Just follow the directions. Please follow the directions. Talk to them about what you're doing.
I don't like talking to them.
I know. But why do you like talking to us?
Because you guys don't really know me, so.
Yeah, but
we know your type, baby.
Yeah, we magically knew what your mom was all about and what the new stepmom's about and what you've been through.
Yeah, so do you want it to be a long and miserable life or a short and happy life? Because you're having a good time, it goes by fast.
I'm already going towards the short end.
Oh, come on, baby doll. I have decided, though, that my life seems much longer now because I'm miserable most of the time.
Yeah, misery does make things.
Yeah. Skyler?
Yeah?
Just keep talking to your therapist. Keep following their direction. And you will, the clouds will part very slowly and some rays of light will come through. And as far as your dad goes, it would be awesome if he just got hit by a truck. Awesome. And here's the thing. You know, we always talk about this. Like, first off, I think people think I'm kidding when I hope that this guy basically has a piece of rebar go through his chest and kill him in a slow and painful death. I'm not. I mean it. I want this to happen, and I want you guys to want this to happen, and I don't believe every life is precious. Look, the guys that were flying the airplanes into 9/11, did they have precious lives?
Mm-hmm.
Their life was precious until they started destroying other lives, and then they became expendable very quickly.
Yeah.
When you start destroying other people's lives, then your life is now worth zero.
Mm-hmm.
When you're minding your own business, when you're productive, when you're a father, mm-hmm. when you're sons, when you're mothers, then your life is important.
Mm-hmm.
The second you step out of that and start endangering other people's lives, your life becomes worth zero and actually less than zero. So you're just driving your car down the freeway, you're fine. You hop up on the sidewalk and start driving your car, it'd be nice if someone put a bullet in your head.
Mm-hmm.
For society. That's all. Now, how to avoid getting a bullet in your head? Stay off the goddamn sidewalk. This isn't something we need to talk about with the man. It shouldn't be his decision whether to squeeze the trigger or not. It's your decision whether to get on the sidewalk or not. Once you're on, should be an automatic. Hat goes backwards.
What's the hat backwards mean?
Hat backwards, sniper.
Oh, right.
In position.
Right, right, right. Got it.
In position. Also, when they put the little flap up on the scope.
Cone open! Wait, they put the flap up on the scope?
You know, the scope has that little, the scope has the little guard on it, you know, like a camera lens cover. You know, you see them Pop that flap open. Put the hat backwards. By the way, guy can play baseball. Guy can pitch nine innings of shutout ball with the cap facing forward.
Yeah, but you can't shoot a gun.
Can't fire a gun with the cap on?
No, wait, you know what happens?
It shoots you in the face?
Just the world kind of spins off its axis.
That's all I'm saying. Guy can play center field, go scale the wall, pull one out of the seats, and then throw a no-hopper into second base and double the guy up. But you can't fire a rifle.
No.
Okay. I think you can. I really do think you could. I like to do a test.
See that you can fire a rifle with the hat on, with the bill forward?
Yeah, with 3 inches worth of bill. And here's the other thing, too. If you're a sniper, how about you get a nice beanie or a yarmulke? You don't have to go through that ritual where you turn the hat around every time.
Yeah,
Plus, the bad guys don't know. You know, when the bad guys see the hat going around.
You'd have to have the payoffs and stuff, too. And then they would suspect it was you. How many snipers look like that?
Hasidic sniper. This week on Hasidic Sniper.
In order to become a rapist? No.
Somebody's killing Krepla. And Moises wants to know why.
But just think, you could have a crew. Yes, this is it, Adam. You could create a sort of league of these guys.
All I'm saying is
a league of extraordinary Hasidim.
When I start a SWAT team, I'm going to tell the sniper, when you get up in the morning and you put your hat on, go ahead and put it on backwards.
Right, leave it there.
That's how we know you're the sniper, yeah. And then it saves you that trouble of actually flipping it around when you have a clear
shot.
Think
of this, League of Extraordinary Hasidim, and they could go out and they could do your bidding for you.
That's what
you know what I mean?
More Jews doing my bidding. Yeah. All right. Kara has found out she has a eroding cervix.
We'll see.
Really?
Yeah, this is more drama.
More drama? You think she was abused?
No.
No?
We'll see. Give her a break. Come on.
All right. You want to talk to her?
Yeah.
Kara?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey. Well, I went to the emergency room, urgent care room the other day.
Yeah.
I've been bleeding, these like blood clots. And they told me I had an eroding cervix. And
No. They told you had cervical erosions.
There you go. Yeah.
Sloughing
and
off.
And I wanted to know what that was from.
That's not a it's not like your cervix is eroding off. It just means your cervix is inflamed. And the surface is sort of peeled off, and that can be chlamydia, it can be herpes, it can be a lot of different things.
Should we put some of that yellow tape in front of her vagina?
She should be taped off. I'm sure that...
Highway patrol guy, raining flashlight, turn it around, only residents coming through this way.
Oh, no, nobody.
Nobody
gets in.
Turn around,
and
alternative
then,
routes.
I'm sure they give you a shot of an antibiotic, and they give you one dose of an oral antibiotic, too, right?
They gave me 5 days' worth.
All right, the Zithromax, that's
you
fine.
You folks need to turn it around on the inner thigh, head down to the knee, then double back and go up Hershey Highway.
You should go back and see a doctor within a few days to see if that cleared it up, because if it doesn't, that makes it more likely a herpes.
Okay, they tested me like 3 months ago for like, I had everything tested and it was nothing, so I don't know.
Well, again, you have something now. And it's called cervicitis, and that's very common. It's something that needs to be treated, but it's not like, oh, my God, this has never been heard of.
Cervicitis sounds like a tennis term.
Yeah.
Cervicitis, yeah. McEnroe.
It's cervicitis, first serve.
We're going to rally for cervicitis, okay? Let's go. Drew, what happened when you used to rally for things? Remember that?
To see who served first.
Or in ping pong, you would rally.
Yeah, rally, volleyball, ping pong, and tennis.
You rally for things.
Yeah, whoever screws up.
I miss those days. Let's rally to see who uses...
A lot of simpler things in simpler times.
Let's rally to see who gets to use a urinal.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, we'll be back after this. Yeah! Woo-hoo! Yeah! Woo! Bang your head now! I'll tell you, Drew, you know what I'm this close to doing, my brother?
Banging your head.
No.
Dropping trowel.
Drop trowel. I will drop trowel. Watch out. I will drop trowel. I swear to God, I'm a madman. Drew, tell him I'll drop trowel. You cannot stop the trowel from dropping. You understand, man? My trowel is like that big ball that Dick Clark, speaking of Dick, you're going to see some of that when I drop trowel, right? Dick Clark drops that ball in Times Square. That's what my trowel does, man. I'm dropping trowel. Dropping trowel. Whatever happened to dropping trowel? It was the funniest thing in the world. Almost every morning, DJ.
From 1979 to 1981.
No. The trow. The dropping of the trow. The ceremonial dropping of the trow.
The persistent dropping
that
of the trow.
That did not begin until the early 90s.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like it was long,
and then it
ago.
went on hard through the 90s and somehow faded out when I got going.
Thankfully. Mercifully.
Dropping trow. I dropped trow.
Marcus, do you ever hear that statement? Ever heard that phrase? Dropping trow. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
in a movie. In a movie about the 80s.
Dropping trow.
What?
The 80s was not a trow.
About the army?
Yeah,
the
military. Dropping trow is not an 80s thing. It's a 90s thing.
Okay.
Maybe a later 80s thing. I will drop trow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, I'm freeballing it, man. So when I drop trow, look out.
Throw them everywhere. Yeah, that's right.
Trina.
Hi.
21.
Yep. What's up?
Hi.
What's happening?
I wanted to know, is it even possible to be addicted to hookers?
Yeah, it's part of sexual addiction.
Uh-oh.
That's sort of the direction that sexual addictions commonly goes.
Mm-mm.
It's into weird internet stuff and or hookers and or cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous situations, deviant situations that you really are... consequential, I think that's mm-hmm. the way of looking at things that sort of put people in harm's way. That's how you know somebody's not able to control their behavior, because they're doing things that are harmful to themselves and others.
But the husband just says he's addicted to hookers.
Right.
Not sex.
That's what he's claiming, and I shouldn't be mad at him because he's addicted.
You should be mad.
You busted him. I mean, here's the thing about guys. They don't just come out and say, I'm addicted to hookers. You get busted a few times, and then you explain.
You say, I'm addicted. Now, here's the deal.
Yeah, you don't go to the court. You don't go to the courthouse and tell them you're criminally insane. You get busted killing somebody, and then you tell them you're criminally insane.
Here's the deal, Trina. You say, all right, fine, you're sick. You're not responsible for your illness, but you're responsible for your recovery. And if you don't commit yourself thoroughly to it, I'm gone. Period.
Okay.
That's it.
How did you bust him?
Well, I caught him before we even got married.
Of course.
And then I even walked in on him once after we were married, and he swore it would never happen again.
Yeah,
well, 2 days ago, I find in his pocket, because I do the laundry, I find in his pocket pants, or pants pocket, sorry, I'm nervous. I find this little business card with, you know, escort service on it, and call me Kiki. And so I confronted him, and he told me, oh, I'm addicted, and...
All right, that's fine. And then that means, he's got a problem. He's a sick guy.
Well, the scariest part of this whole story is how stupid this guy is, not his addiction to hookers.
Well, you know what the scariest part is? That his a-hole is the size of a mason jar.
Oh, wow.
All right, where's the guy that's putting you up to this?
Where's the phone?
No, I had to do it because you guys always say girls don't do it. Always.
This could be another layer, though.
You're fat. What do you mean?
True, please. Well, it's true. You don't have to be fat to do it.
Thanks a lot, Anderson.
No, we say girls don't make prank phone calls without guys putting them up to it.
But it's us putting her up to it.
This was my idea.
It's us putting her, you know what I mean? It's us saying girls don't do it that puts her up to it.
No, I understand we were the motivation. We laid down the gauntlet, and that's why I must drop trap.
That's the point. There's no spontaneous, unfortunately, us bringing it up makes it, it's a circular argument. There's no spontaneous impulse to do this kind of call on the part of a female. Guys will do it whether guys are saying, you know, challenging them or not.
Yeah.
It's us putting the gauntlet down that prompted Trina
to
do this.
Women don't have the F with gene.
Yeah, but Trina does. Let's want to see what makes up, what that's about.
I think we already established it was a thyroid problem.
What does she do for a living? I'm just curious. Who is that person?
Look, let me just
come on.
Tell you,
I want to
just hold on. Let me just tell you the difference between men and women.
Yeah.
Women out drinking. Somebody drinks too much and passes out. Women call 911. Men go out drinking. One of the guys pass out. Go get the camera. Go get the lipstick.
Yes.
Go get the magic marker.
Kick him around a little bit.
Get his pants down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's shave his pubes.
Yes.
And make his nipples into sunflowers. Draw a big honker on his back. Meanwhile, the guy's choking on his own vomit.
Right, he's aspirating.
He has no pulse.
Yeah.
He's flatlining at this point. You're trying to flip. And it's like, you're like, flip him over. Why? He has fluid in his lungs? No, I want to draw the pulse on his back. That's the difference between men and women.
Right there.
That's it.
That's the F-width part.
That's all you need to know.
Trina, what do you do for a living?
I do data entry, but I'm in school.
For what?
Well, at first I was a business major, but
and now?
I'm going to switch to psychology.
This is not junior college, by the way.
Oh, yeah, she seems...
No, this is real college.
This is Denver... What's the big University of Denver?
Well, there's that, but I am actually in University of Colorado, which is... University of Northern Colorado, because...
Ooh. Look, it doesn't matter. I know what junior college sounds like,
That's not Trina.
No.
Creative, spontaneous,
lucid.
Thoughtful, lucid, yeah.
And knows what those words mean.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take a little break. I'm dropping trow during the... I'll do it, Drew. I'll drop that trow. We'll be right back after this. Hey, y'all. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jenny McCarthy coming in here tomorrow night.
Nice.
I'm telling you, man.
Drop trow? What? Tell me, man.
Siskel and Roper tore her new movie an a-hole.
Well, there's signs for that movie everywhere right now. You see it?
You got to see this review. I have no idea, but they just said it's the worst movie that's ever been made.
Well, as I've heard you say before, it's you want to be the worst movie, not the second worst movie.
I think. I think that's it.
It's a mark of distinction.
It takes some work to do that. Yeah,
only John Waters could do that before.
Yeah, such a talent. Uh-huh. Can't imagine that guy's not cramping out any more movies for pretentious, stupid people who think they have a sense of humor. Michelle,
you've never seen Pink Flamingos.
Super affected, pretentious homos who think they have a sense of humor.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. Michael?
A little mustache.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Sure, go camp. Michael?
Yes, I'm right here.
21, baby doll, what's up?
So basically, people I've been with, I can't finish with them. That's the problem.
Have you had a girlfriend ever?
I'm gay, actually.
Interesting.
Well, you can't finish.
Yeah.
Whew. You know what I was thinking about earlier today, Drew? I was talking about my show, but I don't think you were around. You know, they had these gay penguins at the zoo, and the gays love to find gay in nature because it makes what they're doing fine. Because it's like, hey, whoa, we're not doing anything wrong. Look at them penguins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's natural.
Yeah. It's a stupid argument, but they still find it anyway. We, as straight guys, we tried that too. No monogamy, ladies.
Right.
No monogamy. You think
only swans. Otherwise,
only
none.
Swans. There's nothing. You understand? You're going against nature. I'm just telling the gays right now it doesn't work.
to bring nature into the equation.
Save your breath.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Yeah, look at them penguins. Hey, Dad. Oh, whoa. Don't be disappointed. Look at them penguins.
Dad.
Yeah. All right, so what are we talking about? Oh, Michael, yeah, you're gay. How long you been gay?
I guess a while. I used to get picked on when I was younger, and I used to be like, people used to call me gay in high school. Like, not high school, junior high, and elementary. And I used to be like, no, I'm not, until about a year ago last summer, I finally came out. And
Were you having gay feelings the whole time?
Yeah, but I always try to, like, keep them back.
Faggot
down.
Better run. When did you sort of first, you're the genetic gay because you don't sound gay.
Yeah.
I'm not a
flamer, I guess you'd say.
No, you were not created in the lab.
No.
God made you gay.
When did you first realize it?
Say that again?
How old were you when you first realized it?
I guess I've always been kind of interested even since elementary school. Since I've been pretty young.
How are your parents doing with this?
My dad doesn't know, but my mom and sister do. When I first told her, she was kind of like really like distraught and everything. But now she's coping with it because I'm in a relationship and she kind of asked me about him and everything like that. So she's
that is cool. Isn't that kind of a your parents aren't together anymore?
No, they're not.
Because otherwise, that's a burden to drag around. You're just sitting around, you know, you're driving up to Ojai with the old lady. You're like, that Michael, I'll tell you, he's 21. When I was 21, I was a walk, boy. I'll tell you what, I love the ladies. I've never seen him bring home a young gal, but I'd like him to settle down. grandkids are going to be, and that poor woman's just to just sit there and bite her lip. Oh, you have? All right, good.
Good.
I mean, good, you know, keep your dad off the trail, you know? Eventually, you'll tell your dad, right?
Yeah, eventually, once I'm, like, supporting myself, I can.
But here's what's interesting is that because Michael is just this way.
Biologically gay.
And has no resentments about
he
it. He has no need to tell his dad
no
until such time as it kind of works, you know?
Yeah,
no,
now, if... Yeah.
I know people who are, like, they have to, like, once they're out, they are, like, completely out, and they want everybody to know. Things like, I only tell people who are important to me that will, you know, like, be involved with it, basically. That's what people...
Well, you know, yeah. Look, here's the thing, yo. People say, oh, you know, people are uncomfortable with the homosexuality and all that. And it's true. There is some of that. But people are uncomfortable with people wearing their sexuality on their sleeve.
No one
wants to see some guy whose shirt's undone to his navel
they
wearing
don't
some
see
Zodiac
yeah.
medallion and talking about his latest conquest at
don't
the
wanna,
office either.
Don't want to see nipple piercings.
No.
Don't want to see people making out in public.
Not unless
don't
they're hot.
Don't want to see people humping. I mean, stuff that people
hold
just don't want to...
Back up.
Not in public. You want to see that when you're in private watching it on your screen.
I have to be able to get at my junk.
Right. That's the point. And so it's something that people are just... It's an intrusion to put your sexuality out. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just... It's sort of...
I don't want to read... I don't want you to tell me about what you did to the old lady last night.
And in a way...
And I don't want to know that you're gay. I don't want to know that you're bi.
The
I don't want to know what's going on.
Cross-dressers are a little bit of this ilk as well.
Right.
You know, the women that with the huge breasts and the big this and the big that, they're sort of wearing their sexuality wherever they go, are sort of projecting that into the world. And it's sort of like,
It's,
well,
yeah, it's
for me, like, for one thing, it's like, it's a my sexual preference is not who I am.
Right.
That's right.
Because I like to have sex with doesn't mean I'm a different person. You know,
You know what? This is
refreshing. Refreshing.
But here's the thing, everybody. I don't care. You know, your sexual proclivity shouldn't be who you are. The color of your skin shouldn't be who you are. Your ethnicity shouldn't be who you are. Your religion shouldn't be who you are. Right. Your team shouldn't be who you are.
Well, people need to define themselves somehow, unfortunately.
Do it quietly. Quietly, a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to... I can't stand everyone parading around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You should be a montage, a collage, a collection of many different things.
A decoupage! You should be a decoupage.
There's no Frenchier-sounding word than decoupage. Yes?
What do you mean you should be a decoupage? What does that mean?
It means you should be a collection of many, many different things.
Flexible, integrated, complex, quiet, tasteful. Okay, all
right. Right.
All those words.
Right. Not the one crazy broad that's into stuffed hippos.
No.
Not the crazed Steeler fan who has to wear the jersey.
But what would
all
the world
day,
be like
every
come
day?
On, without that?
It'd be so much better for me.
You know, it'd be cool if the people could refrain from indulging that except in certain circumstances, like in Three River Stadium. Go.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the zoo. Go with the hippo thing.
I think they tore Three Rivers down a couple years ago.
Whatever they put in place.
Hines
what
Field
now.
Hines Field. Point is, you know, God bless Michael over here. He's gay, but that's between him and his dork and his partner's a-hole. Do you see what I'm saying, Drew? And I say that with the utmost respect.
And love.
And love. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't walk around. And like I said, it's the same with nationalities. It's the same with a heritage. Be quietly proud of wherever you're from, and now shut up.
Mm.
I don't need to see you waving your flag all over the place and doing all that crap. Just go to work, be quiet, take care of your family. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm.
All right. So, what's his question?
He can't ejaculate during sex, only while masturbating.
Whew.
Do you masturbate with your partners?
The thing is, I can do it by myself, but not with somebody else.
Do you get oral sex, or are you into the anal?
I haven't had that much anal sex.
Are you receiving?
Fine for me, but, say it again?
Do you receive or give?
Either or.
You're gay.
Wow. I like this kid's flexibility.
You like the cut of his jib, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
How do you have an orgasm when you're receiving as a dude?
Use your hand,
you don't. I don't know. Not for
raise your hand.
I know when I am.
Are you somebody that needs a long time, a lot of stimulation to ejaculate?
The thing is with me, like, I do it myself. It takes a while without porn, but with porn, I can do it a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But by yourself, but even by yourself, it takes a little while.
Mm-hmm. If I'm by myself, yeah.
Have you had a boyfriend ever?
Yes, I have.
Did that work out?
I have one right now.
Is that you guys working on this, or is it?
Yeah, he knows my problem, and he's been really cool about it, and like we'll work on this type of thing. So.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, a chick that does an orgasm in the first 10 minutes is problematic. Dude, whew,
well,
that is a handful.
But dude, you can rely on him taking care of business.
Yeah. You watch gay porn?
straight and gay.
Well, you watch straight stuff, too.
Yeah, I watch straight more than I do gay.
Just because it's got some hard penis in it?
I don't know. I don't know why I watch straight more than I do gay.
If I was gay, it'd be exclusively gay. You know? Hold on. Let me talk to Drew.
People were
What's up with that?
I know. One of the sort of little...
He's watching breeder porn.
Yeah, one of the axioms is, you know, if you wonder where somebody's gay or not, is what kind of porn do they like?
Yeah.
And he's going the other way.
Well, that...
maybe why he doesn't ejaculate during sex, because there's no...
Maybe you are into chicks a little bit.
I don't know, because when I make out with girls, there's nothing happens.
Yeah. What are you looking at when you're watching the straight porn? You focusing on the guy, or what are you doing?
I think just the situation, not the either person.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Sex What's is going on.
We're what? Confused. I'm confused. What?
Oh, the situation. That makes me gay. What is the... I don't even have the sound up. I don't even know where these people are most of the time.
You're
what is
gay.
The, what's the gayest title in your gay porn collection?
Anchor Hotel.
Anchor Hotel?
Yes.
See, he even watches butch gay porn.
You got anything gayer sounding?
By the way, today was Talk Like a Pirate Day.
You know I have gay... That's something else called Gay Dreams. That's the gayest thing I have.
Really? Nothing good. All right, look. You have a boyfriend. You need to mix it up.
You're working this out.
You're working it out. I would suggest, as I always do for straight guys, too, try mastering yourself. Masturbate on your back. Yeah. Do it in the shower. Do it standing up. See if you can be versatile.
Flexible.
Like a decathlete.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready to
rock?
I'm
confused about Michael. He's interesting.
He is.
He's 21. Maybe he'll kind of work this stuff out.
Amy?
Yes.
You're 28?
Yes.
What's up?
I had an abortion almost 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and I've been with the same person for about 2.5 years, mm-hmm. and I just have no sex drive. So I was wondering if possibly the abortion had something to do with it.
Let me give you a little couple choices here. One is that, yes, after an abortion, there can be a drop in the sex drive. And yes, sometimes women do get sort of guilty and remorseful and depressed afterwards. And some of that depression is due to the hormonal changes of having suddenly been pregnant and then not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But more often than not, what women don't think about is when you go in and get an abortion, first thing they do before you leave is shoot you up with some Depo Provera, a Depo shot.
They do.
And that shuts your sex down.
Why? Why do they do
because
that?
Because they want to make sure you don't need another abortion.
Well, but her body is her own.
I know, but they say, hey, would you like a contraceptive? Here, we got a very effective one. Here, come back in 3 months.
Right.
Did they do that with you?
No, they didn't.
What?
I'm on the NuvaRing right now.
NuvaRing.
Mm.
And that is, were you, you've been on that the whole 2 years?
Yeah, since, mm-hmm.
Perhaps the NuvaRing is causing that effect in you. It can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would to consider, although the NuvaRing is not likely to do that, it can. Consider changing your contraceptive.
NuvaRing sounds like a place where they might test Mercedes sports cars.
The NuvaRing.
On the famed NuvaRing in Nuremberg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Sure. Those sounds like one of the rings of Saturn or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's the NuvaRing, and then there's the Alpha Ring.
By the rings of Nuva, I swear I shall return. That's the kind of thing a guy with a beard who was well-built would announce, you know?
Over the walls of Troy.
Over the walls of Troy and through the rings of Nuva, I shall travel. Huh. Yes?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Amy?
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, we did Amy.
Daniel?
Sure.
Yeah? All right. Daniel?
Hey, how you doing?
21, what's happening?
Well,
You know, I just want to say you guys are so hilarious. Like, there's sometimes you guys come up with cool comments, and I'm like, dang it, I wish I would have come up with that.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. But anyways, the reason why I was calling is...
I wish I'd said that, Daniel.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, you know what I you know what I thought of earlier today, too, Drew, when I was working on this TV show? I was thinking of Palestine. And, you know... they're going to be going at it with Israel for the next several billion years.
No, no. How dare you?
Yeah, I know.
It's over. It's done. It's peace.
I know. Anyway. You know what's really funny is, go back and look at any news footage, even if they're talking about the Olympics, and when they're leaving the one story and going into the news story. Trouble in the Middle East. Now turning to the Olympics. Yeah. It's like just trouble in the Middle East. Yeah. Trouble. I would like to make a rap record called Trouble with the Middle East, and it would just start in the 60s. It just never ends.
60s.
Stop. Well, for whenever they started actually having evening
1000 BC.
Well, when they started having evening news. I mean, before it was just banged out on a tablet or something. The point is trouble in the Middle East. But I was thinking about Palestine and then the country. First off, it's got the word pal in it. Right in the middle, like your pal, buddy, your pal. Yeah. And then it's got the word Stein, like a Jewish name. So Palestine sounds like, hey,
you're Palestinians.
He's a buddy.
I'm Palestinians.
Yeah, but I'm a buddy of the Jews. Palestine. Like, if you're trying to come up with a nice-sounding name, when it's suggested friendly toward the Jews.
I'm a Palestine.
Palestine sounds pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, these drug companies.
All the Steins. All of them.
Companies sit Palestine. Down and call it, like, Prolexa.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they just make up stuff that sounds sexy, and it sounds proactive, and it sounds strong, and it sounds good.
Yes.
It's never Plotzmann-Dorfer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They get the names that, like, Smarteca. You know, they got that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Palestine sounds like a drug company made up of a drug with people like Jews.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If there was a drug...
If they had a test for that, yeah.
If Galaxo came up with a pill that made you like Jews, I would call it Palestine. Then it'd be Palestine Plus. It's just ironic that they can't stand the Jews. The word Palestine in there. That's all I'm saying, Drew. And that's another one of those things Daniel wishes he came up with.
Daniel, do you wish
you came up with that one?
I do. I really do.
It's going to be awesome. But again, my legacy will be the pool game switch from Marco Polo to Adam Carolla.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. I forgot that. Adam.
And Daniel.
Carolla.
No.
And it's not Adam. It's not a short,
shot. Adam.
Oh, Carolla.
It's sing-songy.
So, Daniel, what's up tonight?
Well, I always had a debate with my friends about parents kissing their children on the lips. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen dads kiss their sons on the lips, and I'm like, man, that's really got to mess that kid up. Because...
You mean little kids?
Yeah. And even, like, you know, 10-year-olds. I don't know. It's
yeah.
Just, to it, me,
it does... I admit it makes your sort of skin crawl a little bit, but I know of no evidence or anybody's shown that it has any real effect.
Mm.
Compared to the stuff that most kids are dealing with today, that doesn't register on the scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I could just imagine, like, my dad kissing me at 10, and I'd be pretty freaked out. I'd, like, want to punch him or something.
Drew's at your page.
Yes, of course.
Drew's phone's been this. Pager's been going off the hook.
Yeah, I know.
Who's calling you now, Drew?
Hospital. That's ridiculous.
They keep calling you. Same thing?
Well, we've been very busy.
How come I never hear you yell stat?
Because I do sometimes. But if I yell stat, I'd be leaving here and driving... to go follow up on that stuff.
I would like you to yell lactate ringers,
you know what,
with D5W stat.
You know why you don't hear me say it very much? Because it's obnoxious to say stat. And you'll say stat labs and that, but what substitutes for that is now. I'll say give 60 now. You hear me say
now.
I just said that a few minutes ago.
Now.
That means stat.
Oh, that means
it's just,
stat.
It's sort of a nice way of saying stat.
Okay.
Stat is obnoxious.
Okay. All right. You ready to keep on keeping on?
Yeah.
You want to break and call the hospital?
No, let's keep on keeping on.
Wow, look at you, Drew. He doesn't care if a couple of patients die. He's got questions to answer. Josh?
Yes.
You're 21?
I got a question.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, every time we try to have anal sex, she doesn't like...
Okay, I better call the hospital.
Yeah.
She doesn't like me putting my penis in there, but she likes her dildo.
Okay, yeah, I better call the hospital. I'm just saying.
I see. And,
yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I don't... think my penis and the dildo have different sizes.
They're the same. Have you done the water displacement test with both of them?
No. Okay. I haven't even thought of that.
Well, that's why I get the big bucks. That's why. Self-proclaimed. What are you doing, Josh? First off, my boguosity meter is not
too.
It's not pegged.
No, it's up for me too.
But it's up off its resting point and flickering around a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not redlined, but I should be shifting any moment now. Yeah, buddy. What do you do for a living?
Oh, well, right now I'm making snow cones for a living, but I'm trying to become a narcotics cop.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, that should be a seamless transition between making the snow cones and busting perks.
Now, let's be fair. Is it the snow cone or the new shaved ice?
It's the new shaved ice. Where
yeah,
it's
see.
Really soft and not as crunchy.
See, shaved ice. Much cooler, Adam.
You can make
that transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and what are you doing? Are you going to the academy, or are you going to go to the academy?
Well, basically, I'm just going to get 60 credit hours, because I live in Texas, and they're real anal about their college credit hours.
Strangely, coincidentally.
It's a theme in your life. All right, so girlfriend doesn't have anal sex, but likes using a dildo.
Is she there? Can we talk to her?
Can you talk to her? Well,
yeah, she there.
Let me see if she's still here. No, she left, and she's...
Oh, that seems bogus.
How big is your manor? What do you want to do, check the library?
Oh, my.
Let me see if she's still here.
Down in the smoking room. Oh,
Giles!
Yeah, there she is.
Giles, bring me a brandy snifter.
And check to see if Sylvia's still here.
Yeah, and see if Tammy's still here. All right, who cares?
We don't know, Josh. I don't know what that all means. Sounds weird to us.
I had to go get
the whole situation sound weird, though.
I had to go down and get my front license plate taken care of today.
Mm-hmm.
I had my day ruined by the man.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Drew. I know you want to call the license plate, but I'm going to call the hospital, but I am going to rail against the man when we come back.
All right, good. All right, good.
Oh, and I got other things.
Well, what else?
I had a nice... I was talking to my mom a couple days back.
That's a bad sign.
Well, here's the... Remember us laughing about poor people going to the airport?
Yeah, yeah.
And have to leave like 2 days early because you have to get in the shuttle and then you have to drive and then you can't park your car and then because the car thing is... My mom, when my mom goes to LAX, she has to drive to the Van Nuys Airport, park the car at the Van Nuys parking lot, and then get on the shuttle.
Why?
Why? Because she's going to be gone a week. And the parking at LAX is $8.99 a day. I mean, one of those things outside of LAX, one of the distant lots. Whereas the Van Nuys one is only $4 a day.
And they have a free shuttle?
Shuttle's probably $12 or something. Here's the point. Here's the thing that's funny. Here's the comment.
That's retarded. Well, I beg your pardon, but that's retarded.
How dare you attack my family? You know, only I attack my family. Now here's the funny thing. Now, since the Van Nuys parking lot has raised its fees from $1 a day to $4 a day, she must take a cab from her home to the Van Nuys parking lot and then get on the shuttle.
No way that saves money. That's retarded.
Well, it saves $6. It saves $6, but it takes an extra 2 hours.
Would you give your mom the $6,
no,
please?
No, I will not.
I will give it to her.
Do you understand?
Doesn't mean she'll stop doing that crap, though.
You understand?
That's in her brain. That is not a money thing.
Let me explain the Corollas. They're the only people who leave town and take a cab to another airport.
The wrong airport.
That's what I'm saying. It's implied in another one. I know. She's going to just go ahead and take the cab to the airport the airplane's going to land in. It would be faster.
That would be expensive.
But she's going to Boston. It would actually be faster if she just stayed in the cab and went all the way to Logan.
Yeah,
it would be expensive, but it would be faster.
Yeah.
Gotta go to Van Nuys.
Make more sense, frankly.
Then get on the shuttle and go to LAX.
Wow.
See, here's the whole thing. When you're poor, and I don't even think they're poor.
But that shows how poor the mind of poor is. That
yes, your time.
You could give her the money, and she still will do that thing.
Big zero. Yeah, your time, you have to leave 3 days earlier for LAX.
And your time doesn't matter.
I swear to Christ, she probably has a red-eye flight at midnight and leaves at 9:30 in the morning. You got to get on the shuttle.
Oh, yeah.
You got to park, get the cab drops you off. Then when you come home...
You buy your dad a car. Why don't you buy your mom some airline tickets?
Who else but the Corollas, when you land at LAX, take a shuttle from one airport to another airport?
Nobody.
You actually take a shuttle to a different airport.
But that's
Now, imagine being 11 and needing a ride to Van Nuys. Do you understand? Do you understand now, Drew? Do you understand now?
I feel your pain.
And now,
now you collect cars.
Imagine being 12 wanting a mini bike.
Oh.
Imagine wanting something that took batteries.
Oh, my God. What do you expect, Mr. Rothschild?
All right. Now, listen, here's half a Lego. That ought to do it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back after this. Quite a bit. Yeah.
Good times.
Drew and I unraveling the mystery that is the Corolla family.
Oh, it is a deep, deep mystery. It's sort of like the tales of Isis or Cyrus.
Yeah, like, super cheap, super depressed Cyrus.
Yeah.
See, Drew, you always tell me how cheap your family is. You don't know from cheap.
You're right.
You thought your dad was cheap. You thought your dad was cheap because you guys went out to dinner and he didn't order an appetizer. You got no idea.
No, they didn't do stuff that was silly.
Yes. All right, so I took care of the ongoing saga with my front license plate. Was finally, well, not for sure, because I could still have a warrant out for me.
Oh,
but I got pulled over in this S-ball of a town about 5 months ago for not having a front license plate on my car. Now, not dangerous, a dangerous lane change and no front license plate,
pulled
not
over
exhibition
just.
Of speed.
Yeah.
Pulled over just for having no front license plate, which, by the way, is not illegal in, I don't know, 20 of the states, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more. So that's just how dangerous it is, everybody. It's legal in half the states.
Well, it's dangerous that the man may not be able to extract more money from you.
Yes.
At their photographic stop signals.
At the stoplights, right. So I get the ticket for no front license plate. I can't find my license plate. I keep getting extensions, and somehow it gets down to today where I have to tape a TV show, except for 10 in the morning I'm heading to Burbank to go meet with the sheriff so the guy can poke his head out the door and see my front license plate, which has been clumsily zip-tied to my front grill, which I announced to him, by the way. Not only did I make the proclamation that the plate's coming off immediately after you check it off, but I have several other cars, and none of them have a license plate.
One day I'm just going to get tasered.
Well, he doesn't care.
Well, what'd he say, though?
He doesn't care. He just poked his head out there and took a look and said, fine. You got to go pay the clerk $15, and they need a check, and then you got to go pay the L.A. municipality $10, and it's like, how about I pay you $25, sweetness, and we call it good? No, you got to pay us $15. Then when you send the thing in with completion of whatever, you have to send another check. I don't have a check for $10.
Get a money order. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go, and we recommend certified, and it's like, do I have to quit my goddamn job? Do you know how many man hours I've tied into this chicken ass?
Horrible.
Can we just start demanding the cops start looking for terrorists and busting guys that are, you know, dealing crack and raping women? Can we just start with that and knock off the chicken ass? Is that seem so outlandish? Is it crazed that we ask these guys not to focus on the chicken ass part of policing and focus on the things that their citizens are interested in? Why does that seem crazed? How come no one else screams about it? Is it okay that folks that pay tons in taxes just get sort of nuisanced this way? I mean, that you just essentially, it's like you're tormented by your police force. Here's who should be afraid of police. Criminals.
Right.
Not taxpayers.
Right.
Although L.A., we don't have that. When I was driving in New Orleans, God bless New Orleans, the old New Orleans, 5 years ago, I was in a cab, and the guy was driving and giving me and Jimmy a tour, and he was driving around, and, you know, he was speeding up, and there was a cop. Cop was driving along, and the cop was doing 35, and this guy was doing like 42, and we're coming up on the cop. And I was like, and he was like, he looked at me like, yeah, what do you care? And we blew right past the cop. And I said, I was like an 8-year old when you saw your parents having sex or something. I didn't know what to make of it. I was like, hey, but listen. We could get into a lot of trouble here.
Right.
It says 35, and you were going 41, and he was going 34, and you passed him. I was going out of my mind, and the guy was like, I think he's got bigger fish to fry than us. And I was like, oh, my God, they don't live in a police state over there. The cops understand who they work for. They understand the citizenry understands that they're not criminals, that them going 4 miles an hour over the posted speed limit is not really an offense, and that the cops really have no interest in them. What a utopia. Here, cop drives along the freeway 44 miles an hour. Everyone's scared S-less to pass him.
Yeah.
Oh, you could have an illegal tint. Maybe right. You're missing a front license plate.
Right, exactly.
You're going to get shaken down, baby.
Yeah. Or headlights out or taillights out.
Nobody wants to focus on that. No. Saw the big freeway sign tonight lit up again. Last time it was click it or ticket.
What was it tonight? Amber alert?
Run a red light. No, it says something about dying. It was like running a red light and dying. I can't remember what the clever cliche was this time, but... how about you a-holes just focus on doing your job? That's all I'm saying. Focus on bringing down perps, please, and leave the good citizenry alone. And again, bring back the policeman's ball if you guys need some bread.
not just the ticket.
Let me tell you, the sheriff that was over there in Burbank didn't seem too excited about having to walk out and stare at people that did nothing all day either. He was as unenthusiastic a cop as I've ever seen, because his job was to stand around and look at people that didn't have front license plate that had their front license plate now duct taped onto the front of their Datsun. That was his gig, and then put his sign on the ticket, and then you could go along with the ritual that basically, the ritual is based around you having no time and them needing $10.
You know where the money goes for the that they get from you for the traffic and the parking?
I have no idea. To buy more Chevettes that are right side drive.
I don't know about out here, but it would make sense out here. I know New Orleans, they keep saying that it goes to the poor, and they're going to be hurting even more because they don't have streets to give people tickets on.
Well, they didn't give tickets anywhere there, so
that's why they call it the Big Easy.
Maybe right. Because the cops didn't care about the poor.
Yeah. Here, I don't think they give it to the poor.
No.
John?
Yes?
21?
Yes.
By the way, if they did, I'd feel altogether different about this whole thing.
I still don't want my time monopolized.
Yeah,
but then
I'm sure you'd have an option to buy out because it's going to the poor.
Well, so here's what I'd like to do. I would like to just go down to the different municipalities, go down to LAPD, and look, here's $500. If I could be left alone for a year, that'd be awesome.
A year? How about just an excuse from going to the sheriff's that day?
Yeah, here's $500. Burbank probably need a little more than that. But the point is could we just not be shaken down? That's all. Let's focus on getting traffic moving and not pulling folks over. John?
Yes.
Yeah, and let me say this, too. I was reading a little thing in USA Today. I was telling Drew the other night. The number one job fatality for cops is traffic accidents. Not only being in traffic accidents, but pulling people over and getting clipped.
Auto versus PEDS. Pedestrian.
Yeah, more so than guns, bludgeoning, knifing, all combined. It's all pulling people
Adam,
over.
Here's the diabolical nature of this. A way to avoid all that is focus on the people walking. Get the jaywalkers, and don't get hit.
Yep.
See how that works? Yep. Still get the takedown, still get the money.
Yeah.
Don't get the traffic accidents.
I'll tell you, Burbank, way ahead of you. John?
Yes.
21?
Yes.
What's up, my brother?
Well, I'm afraid that I'm becoming an alcoholic. I turned 21 last December. Ever since maybe about April or May, I've been going to sleep with a bottle of Captain Morgan. Basically helps me relax.
You're an alcoholic. What's your question?
Well, both my brother, my dad, and my grandfather have been alcoholics.
Mm-hmm. It's a genetic disorder. It's something you inherit from your family.
Right. Well, for all I know, I mean, maybe it's just my choices through life.
John, it's a genetic disorder. There were two of the genes that I've identified. One is a proline substitution, the GABA-A receptor, and the other is LL allele and the serotonin transporter that makes you resistant to the intoxicating effects of alcohol. Mm. And these are the people that get alcoholism. So you have alcoholism. Transporter. It's a part of your brain that operates separate from your consciousness and volition and drives you to continue using in spite of consequence. So what do you want to do about it?
All three of them had attended AA meetings. My grandfather became an alcoholic after World War II. My dad, I don't even know when, way back before I was born, and my brother, since he had turned about 19, 20. All three of them have attended AA meetings. All three of them completely sober, you know, while they were going through it. However, afterward, all three went straight back to the alcohol.
Right. Now, if you don't continue to work the program, you'll if it doesn't stay a priority, it'll be a problem.
Right. Now, all three of them, the reason they had stopped the program was because they were, you know, no longer necessarily having to go. They were, you know, supposedly cured. Like, well, there's everything's fine.
No, there's no cure. That's in their head that they thought they were cured. There's something you need to continue to do.
Oh, okay. Now, I was under the impression that you go for oh so long and they...
No. That's something your family decided to do.
Well,
because they wanted to drink.
You can do the math, can't you? I mean, all three of them went, and all three of them
worked,
dried up.
It worked when they were going, stopped working when they stopped. That's how alcoholism worked. There's a new medication called Campral that will decrease the drive mechanisms. That whole GABA function I was talking about is affected by the Campral. But that is for people in the program, in treatment. And yes, the intensity of involvement in AA may diminish as time goes along, but that first year, you've got to be actively involved.
Yeah, that's why people take their cakes, you know, 20-year cakes, 15-year cakes.
Yep, that's
get it. A cake, although, you know, if I had it my way, it would be a pie. I don't understand why I have to get a cake. 15 years of sobriety, you get some crappy sheet cake.
I'm sure they'd get you a peach pie.
I would like a pie.
Strawberry pie.
If it's in season.
Yeah.
You know, if I stopped boozing, I would stop boozing in a summer month. And then when I took my...
You got your summer fruit
well,
pie.
Well, I like a peach in season.
Yeah. Boysenberry?
Well, in season... Well, yeah. Boysenberry, no, because that's not an open crust pie. But a strawberry...
Oh, you like the open crust.
Well, in season is what I'm saying, right? I give up the bottle.
Okay.
I do it in June or July. I get nice Marie Callender's, you know, in-season strawberry pie, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then so my 10 years, and you know, instead of taking the cake, I take the pie in season, of course.
Of course. Let's go eat.
Or I could stop drinking in one of the winter months and get like an apple pie and do it a la mode where they heat it up just a little bit.
Huh? How about ice cream cake?
Mm-mm.
That won't go for you either?
I don't like it because I'm not sure whether to bite it or suck it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A little confusing. You use a fork, but you don't chew.
You don't lick it.
Well, it's gay if you start licking it.
Yeah.
It's weird. Let me tell you, let me just ask you something, Drew. Good, hot apple pie with a nice slab of white vanilla ice cream with a little bit of cinnamon flavor
vanilla
in it.
Vanilla bean.
As it starts melting onto the hot apple pie. Any better dessert?
No.
Different dessert, none better.
No.
Different, none better.
No.
None better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whew. Thank God you didn't argue
especially
with me.
Like
we had to take the argument right into the bathroom, screaming at you. How dare you defy me?
Especially like that, like the cobbler, apple cobbler with the. Yeah. There you go.
That's a
variation of that
boy.
Theme.
All right. Let's take a break.
Now,
we'll be
this
back.
Is wonderful.
Pretty busy. Yeah.
You're pretty busy?
Well, I'm Adam Nats, the good doctor, Dr. Drew. Jenny McCarthy in studio tomorrow night.
Cool.
Plugging her movie, Dirty Love, which I think she stars in. I know she stars
in.
She
must be. I mean, she's on every billboard with it.
I think she wrote it with her ex-husband.
Huh. Ex-husband.
They're getting a divorce.
This is the one that she has the baby with?
Well, yeah, she wrote the book.
Oh, my.
And, wasn't she pregnant 10 minutes ago with this kid?
Yes, yeah.
What happened in good old days when people waited until the kid got into the fifth grade before they got divorced?
Mm.
Yeah?
That's awful.
Awful for who?
kid.
Yeah, better. Better you get divorced when the kid's 4 months.
I remember
than
I was doing Larry King one night, and I was talking about the how damaging and fracturing you know, divorce can be. And he goes, "How dare you? In my day, the way we looked at it was each of this was an opportunity for another quality relationship with an adult."
If the, Larry's been married 28 times.
If the parents divorced 3 times and each of those adults then remarried, that child had an opportunity to be in a relationship with 8 different adults.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is sick S.
Well, we're living in a town where everyone gets divorced, so if you start talking smack about it, they're going to get very defensive.
Right, of course.
Especially if you're a blowhard.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie?
Hello?
28.
Hey, Jamie?
Jamie. Am I on air?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
It regards my husband, and, well, he's been keeping it a secret from me, and, you know, I recently found out, and he normally does it on his own. He puts stuff in his butt while he watches porn.
The secret is never I have a doctorate in Asian culture. You know what I mean?
Asian civilization.
It's never. I play the harp at a concert level.
Could be that you were a secret agent.
It's always a packing something in my ass. There's never any good secrets anymore.
It's not that you have a secret lair down below with a giant computer system.
No, used to be you work for the government. Yeah. Now you shove stuff up your ass.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you can just save yourself a lot of time when your husband says, "I got a secret."
It's no.
What do you put in your ass? Yeah.
And I don't know why, I told him that we can share it, just tell me what turns you on, whatever, let's do it together, but...
That's very liberated of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens when you said that?
Oh, then he just, we tried it once, and I did do it, I stuck stuff in his butt, and...
What did you stick in there?
My vibrator.
Your vibrator.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because he used other things, and I told him to stop using the other things because I'm...
What does he use?
But hold on a second. I would sooner put my retainer in someone's ass than my vibrator.
Why? What do you mean?
Or my eyeglasses or something. Well, if you think about what you're doing with your vibrator,
it makes you recoil a little bit when you think.
Well,
about
you think, you put the vibrator in the ass, but then you put it.
Well, not only that, it is a.
I put a Chico stick that I was going to eat in there sooner than I put my vibrator.
Yeah, but the vibrator that goes in her is symbolically a penis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's what makes you recoil, I think. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, no, that's the penis symbol.
I would put
a
condom on it first. Did you put a condom on it?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you did?
All right. Uh-huh.
All right, or put it in a Crown Royal sack
for
like me and Jimmy do.
It's more what it does, going back to her, that it needs the protection with the condom. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
So all what right. happened?
So, Well, it's just like I don't know. I mean, what did I make him?
Hold on a second. He didn't like that?
He sort of felt uneasy, so he did it on his own. He's, he just covered the blanket, and then he just did it on his own.
So he didn't like you doing it?
No, he says, this is uncomfortable for me when you're here. Because I guess he's so used to doing it on his own that he...
And what did he put in there on his own? What was he using?
Before,
Bible.
He just used household stuff like my personal shaver.
What is that?
Like pubic shaving thing. A shaver.
Just imagining a Norelco or something. What the hell?
No, like one of those.
That's every Christmas, the Santa Claus going down on the Norelco
right up
shaver.
The ass. Oh, Santa, it's not a tunnel. No!
Automatic.
All right. What else? Oh, that must have been violent.
First off, by the way, I would be walking through that house, guessing, mind reeling, reaching for a spatula, and then backing off
turkey
immediately.
Basters. Oh my
turkey
god!
Turkey going in the fridge, pulling out a jug of milk, and then setting it back with a horrified look on my face, petting the dog, and then oh my god, where's he been? For the love of Christ! All right, can you just?
All right.
So how about you get divorced?
No. He's keeping it to himself. It's fine. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just some weird thing.
You grab your garage clicker, and it's like you're sniffing him. You're sniffing everything now. You get your cell phone.
But
you're sniffing that.
He's not asking her to do lots of this with lots of different things all the time. He just sort of like, hey, let her know. He doesn't like doing it with her. He does it by himself. Fine. Enjoy. All right, fine.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
So I should just let him do it on his own and leave me out of all of this?
Forget it.
All right. Look, either this is bogus or you're insane. Do you have kids with this guy?
Well, we just got married.
Do you have
kids? No, not yet. Kids.
The answer is no.
We're newlyweds.
Okay, well, the honeymoon's over, sweetness.
I'll see that.
Baby. Listen, Crazy Town, do not be crapping out too many kids with this guy. Don't trust him.
Well, but I like the way he's just sort of keeping it under control, though. He's keeping it under wraps. It's not going to break into their relationship and overwhelm everything.
Mm.
He's appropriately sort of embarrassed and contained about it. It's like, all right, you have this weird thing. It's going to stay where it stays, and that's that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I can't help it. I judge, Drew.
Oh, yeah?
I know you can't judge.
Oh, no.
I know it's impossible.
No, impossible.
It's impossible to judge, but I judge.
Order profile. Let's go.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Well, that's it. That's a show, everyone. Jenny McCarthy in studio tomorrow night.
Nice.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. 15 years of sobriety, you get some crappy sheet cake.
That's
get a cake, although, you know, if I had it my way, it would be a pie.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.